God's Golden Rule for Life, next on Sound Doctrine.
So here is the rule. Here's the benchmark to help us when it comes to the other person. We need to see they're right where we're at. And they feel the same way as we do. They hurt the same way as we do. And I think it helps us to connect with what he's talking about here. So think about what you like and what you don't like. And then begin to act that way. And if you do this, you'll never go wrong, is what he's saying. This is the golden rule.
Your spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind the worthless love, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. It's been often referred to as the golden rule. But what is Jesus driving at here? And are we truly living it out in the day-to-day of our lives? Join us for a very encouraging time in the Sermon on the Mount today on Sound Doctrine. Pastor Jeff Johnson will focus on just one verse, Matthew 7:12, so we can really soak it in and seek to apply it. If you need to leave us early, just visit sounddoctrineradio.org. Here's Pastor Jeff.
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7 this morning, as we continue with the Sermon on the Mount. We left off with verse 12, Matthew 7, verse 12. Now, as you're turning there, I have a few scriptures I want to just throw out to you, and just a springboard into this morning, and that is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I have become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have, I speak in another language, and though I have these gifts coming out of my life, if you don't have love, which is the bottom line, you have nothing. And then at the end of that great chapter of love, he says, and now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. So that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. Do you remember how we used to have a bulletin cover that had a picture of the Bible opened up? And there in that was a heart shape, and Jesus was written across the heart. He's the heart of the Bible. And then we had John 3:16, God so loved the world. Well, this morning we're going to be looking at his golden rule now for life and living. This is the golden rule. Just stuck right in here in Matthew's Gospel. Right there in the Sermon on the Mount. It kind of, at first, doesn't seem to fit. I mean, he goes from, the prayer and we're talking about judgment. Then all of a sudden, boom, verse 12. Let's read it. He says, therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even as unto them. For this is the law and the prophets. And I think to help us see the connection, we need to look at the first word there, and it is, of course, what? Therefore. And anytime you see a therefore, you need to ask, what is it therefore? And you know what it's there for? To connect us with what he's been talking about judgment of others. This goes right along with the sermon. This fits right in here. It's perfect. It's really our answer how we can receive his grace to help as we judge. Or I would rather use, because we're not to be critical, hypercritical in our judgment, but we are to discriminate. Remember, we went through that. It's very important that we make certain judgments because we don't want to cast our pearls, the truth, the gospel, before dogs or swine. And we even got into what those were as we were going through there. But we need to make judgment calls, guys. And that's good for the church, but not to be like the Pharisees. Remember, Jesus prayed for Peter, and in his prayer for Peter, he said, Peter, Satan wants to sift you like wheat, but I'm praying for you that your faith would not fail. And when you are converted, you'll be able to strengthen the brethren. And so I see here this conversion, that the Lord wants to convert us. He wants to change us. Why? So we can help those around us that are struggling so much today. And there's a lot of anger and hostility going on today. There's a lot of frustration. And if there's ever a time where those around us need to be strengthened, and yeah, of course, he's talking about most of us are right here this morning in the body of Christ, it's now. God help us. So he's saying, with our relationships with others, let's let this be the rule now. Let's let this point the way. And here we see the conclusion of the subject of judgment, this matter that he's been talking about since verse 1. Here we have this conclusion, and it's reminding us of how that God has blessed us. And right there in the few verses before this verse, he's saying, look at what he's done in spite of our sins. His attitude towards us is that he's a father and we're his children. And the way he deals with us as his father is so awesome. And so what is he saying with this verse? He's now saying, he's turning it around to us and saying, now I want you to watch your attitude. And I want you to watch how you deal with your fellow man. Watch it as you deal with one another. I love this scripture. You can just write it down. Let me read it to you. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, listen to what Paul says. Ephesians 4:32. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. And then the reason why? Even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. So when you really meditate on that verse. Forgiving one another. Why? Because God's forgiven you. Think about all that he's forgiven you. Think about what a nut you are. A hard one to crack at times. And stubborn. And doing this and doing that. And yet God's forgiving and loving and loving. And then he says, now I want you to turn around and do it with those around you. Love them tenderheartedly, as God has tenderheartedly loved us. So we get a real direction there. So use the golden rule. He's already said, love thy neighbor as thyself. So as we deal with others, we've got to ask some questions. What is it that I like? What pleases me? What encourages me? And also, we need to ask the question, what is it that I dislike? What upsets me? What sets me off? I mean, we're talking about the deeds. We're talking about the thoughts, the speech in my life. What hurts me? What would I like people to think about me? Then turn and do likewise to them. It's sort of the old saying of walking in their shoes. And yet, we're going to see that as we go on here, we're all in the same predicament. We're all dealing with the same issues. We're all human beings. What does that mean? We're not so different than one another. We all experience hurt. We all like certain things. We all dislike certain things. We're all in this together, all on an equal plane. Nobody's higher, nobody's lower. We're all humans. So here's the rule. Here's the benchmark to help us when it comes to the other person. We need to see they're right where we're at. And they feel the same way as we do. They hurt the same way as we do. And I think it helps us to connect with what he's talking about here. So think about what you like and what you don't like. And then begin to act that way. And if you do this, you'll never go wrong, is what he's saying. This is the golden rule. So I don't like unkind things said about me. So he's saying, well, then I need to watch out what I say and do towards others. And don't say unkind things, because I wouldn't want that done to me. It's a positive direction. You know, there is an old Chinese sage. You usually go to the Chinese and you eat Chinese food and you get the little fortune cookie, right? I usually say, oh, what are you going to do? Break it open and see what Confucian says? You know? It's Confucius. That's his name, okay? But, you know, and we all, oh, I just want to check it out, you know? And we break it and we look at it. But Confucian did say, and it was years before Jesus said this, Confucius. And he said this, whatever you don't want people to do to you, don't do that to them. Now you think about it for a moment, you line these two up, and all of a sudden you realize this is not even close to what Jesus said. Jesus is so positive, and what he just said is so negative. In other words, if I don't like to be slandered, then I won't slander you. And the positive, though, Jesus would say that I should then say and do nice things for people, because that's what I would want them to do to me. One is a negative thing, I don't do this and I won't do this. The other is I need to do this and this is what I'd like to have done to me. So it's a positive look. If somebody was coming by and seeing me broke down on the freeway and I was in need, and the Confucius guy would say, well, you know, I would stop, but I know that I wouldn't want somebody trying to push me with a bumper that maybe wouldn't line up or whatever. And so, you know what? I'm not going to stop because I wouldn't want it to happen to me. And he'd scratch my car or whatever. So, you know, take off. Where the Lord says, no, you need to stop and try to help the guy. He's stranded. And maybe you can help him out and give him a hand. I mean, wouldn't you appreciate if in the place you're in, somebody doing that to you? So it's the positive. Well, and here's Confucian again. He says to help those that are hungry, well, I just won't take their food away. Because if I was hungry, I wouldn't want somebody to come and take my food away. So I won't take their food away. But Jesus would say, no, when you see somebody hungry, what? Give them something to eat. You see the difference? It's night and day. You see, with Confucius, it's do nothing. But with Jesus, it's get busy. It's activity. I love what John says in 1 John chapter 3, starting with verse 17. Let me read it to you. 1 John 3:17. But whosoever has this world's good and sees his brother have need and shuts up the bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have the confidence towards God, and whatsoever we ask and we receive of him, because we keep his commandments. And the second thing, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Not just doing the commandments, but do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And you know the whole law of sowing and reaping, right? And it's a law you can't get away from, whether you're a Christian this morning or not a Christian. It's a law of God. It's a law that is in this world, that whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So, if you sow discord and confusion, guess what you're going to get back? Discord and confusion. That's just the law of God. Same with being hypercritical. If you're always hypercritical of everything and of everybody and what they're doing, if you're giving those things out, then what are you going to get back? People are going to be really hypercritical of you. But here's the good stuff. If we are merciful, we're going to receive what? Mercy. Oh, Lord, teach us to be merciful and gracious, as you have been merciful and gracious to us. Because I want mercy. I want grace. All of us do, but is that what we're giving out? Because that's what we're going to get. So whatever you dish out will be what? Dished back to you, is what he's saying. So this is, I think, right on Christian ethics, and this is the social behavior that really will change humanity and the problems that humanity is in. This is the key right here. If we are empowered by a spirit, and that makes the difference, doesn't it? This is the world's biggest problem today. It's in relationships. It's not in economics. It's not in politics. And I know that the nations always talk about those things, but that's not the problem. The problem is relationships with one another. You know, it's always been a question of what I want and what others want. And that is the problem. You want what I want. But I'm going to get it before you get it because I want it. You know, and it's just a big mess. So Jesus says, here's the answer in one verse for the problems of the world. And if it's applied to yourself, if it's applied to others, there would be no problem in this world. What I see this verse as is the fruit of the Spirit coming out of those lives that have a relationship with Him. This is the fruit that we're looking for, guys. That we are truly worshiping God and we walk with Him. These are the things that we need to look for in our own hearts, in our own lives, that yes, God is changing me. He's transforming me. And He's making me into His channel of love to those around me. Too bad it's not that easy, though. That everybody can just get into it and do it. You know, people say, hey, just give me the principle and everything else will follow. Everything else will be a blessing. But with the gospel, it's not that way. It's not enough to just say this is the right way. It's a deeper thing than that. In the last portion of verse 12 there, Jesus says, hey, this is the law and the prophets. This verse is a summary of all of the law and all that the prophets have said. And so many don't get it. Do you remember in chapter 5 when Jesus started this whole thing, that he began to go in and correct? He said, you have heard that they have said, but I say unto you. Remember how he changed what they had said? He gave the true character and intent of what really it meant. You see, it's more than law. It is a spiritual thing that takes place. It's not, well, I don't smoke, I don't chew, and I don't go with those that do. So look at me. I am a good person. You know, there's a lot of people say, God, you know, I'm good. I'm so much better than they are. But that's not the issue, is it? If we trust, and if we look, and if we see this whole thing as, well, listen, if you just do this thing, everything's going to be fine. It's going to be well. No, that's not if you just do this thing. And Jesus here is revealing the positive side from God to angels to Moses to us. It becomes a spiritual thing. It's not mechanical. The Pharisees missed this, didn't they? They got into the law as a mechanical thing, and they said, I do this, 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 and this. And remember, Jesus said to that one guy, well, then you need to sell everything that you have and come follow me. You'll be fine. Because he said, I do all the commandments. But he saw in his life there was an area about things and stuff, and he liked it. So he just said to the guy, sell everything you have and come follow me. I can't do that. I have a lot of stuff. No way, man. There's the hang up. They missed it. The law is not an end in itself. Just do it and everything will be fine. And they blew it over and over again. They failed. What happened? Well, they started to look after a woman with lust. Jesus says, if you do that, you commit what? Adultery. They started to hate people. And if you hate your brother, if you hate someone, you've committed murder. And he made it spiritual. He gave the intent of what the real thing was all about. The spiritual intent. And they failed it. They were hypercritical and on and on and on. Now, the law was not for us to govern ourselves. It wasn't given so we would have a bunch of rules and regulations to go by. Its intent was for us to love our neighbor as ourselves. Its intent was that we would love one another. Let's look at it over in Matthew 22. Matthew's Gospel 22, verse 37. Look at this. Look what Jesus says. Matthew 22, 37, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. The second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." All the law and the prophets. So, to just tell somebody, you just need to love. You know, we've seen a lot of signs, and there's a lot of protesters, and they're saying, and last night I was looking at the news right before we went to bed, and they had the signs up, "Love one another, peace, no war, you know, love thy neighbor," and there was all kinds of signs like that. Oh, it's great to see those signs. But just to say it is not enough. We're fallen creatures, man. We're hurting individuals, each and every one of us. Jesus said, as you value yourself, so you need to value others in a way that you won't kill, because you know he values his life like you value your life. So you won't kill. So there's a whole different thing here going on. This is the law and the prophets. And if you see your neighbor's ox in a ditch, and he doesn't know it, you need to go get your neighbor's ox and bring it back to him. If you see anything going on with your neighbor that is wrong, then you need to let him know. And it's not because it's the law and you have to do it. It's more than that, isn't it? You do it because he's like me, and he's going to be hurt if he loses his ox. Just like I would be hurt if I lost my ox. And here we have people bringing, you know, you lost your wallet and with all your money, and they bring it back to you. And guess what? All the money's in it. Unheard of. And I lost this little puppy. I paid hundreds of dollars for it. And they return the little puppy to you. Oh my gosh. So we're to love our neighbor, to be interested in him and concerned with his happiness. This is the spirit of the law. And without this, man, we'd go awry. We'd get way off. This is what it's all about.
You're listening to Sound Doctrine, and don't rush away. Pastor Jeff Johnson will share more about the Golden Rule in just a moment. Here's our toll-free number, which you can use to order this study on CD and other helpful resources from us. It's 800-353-7553. Again, 800-353-7553. We also house all of our Matthew messages online at sounddoctrineradio.org. Now you can take Sound Doctrine with you wherever you go through the Sound Doctrine Podcast. Search for Sound Doctrine Podcast in your favorite app store. And it's also available on Stitcher, Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Hey, how's your devotional life going these days? Could it use a kickstart? Allow me to recommend Daily Devotions with Calvary Chapel Pastors. This collection of daily devos will edify you as you read God's inspired word. You'll hear people of God pour out their hearts, sharing personal experiences of God's faithfulness. Authored by Chuck Smith, Skip Heitzig, Jeff Johnson, Greg Laurie, Raul Reese, Mike McIntosh, Don McClure, Joe Foch, and many more. Just give us a call at 800-353-7553. Or you can order it online through our e-store at sounddoctrineradio.org. Your financial support is not only needed at this time, but would be very much appreciated. Think of your donation as an investment in the lives of listeners all around the world, who make it their aim to build their lives on sound doctrine contained in God's Word. So thank you very much for linking arms with us. Go online to sounddoctrineradio.org and click Give, or call 800-353-7553. As we return to Pastor Jeff, he reminds us it's not enough to just hear about the Golden Rule. We're to put it into practice.
Now, how's this work for me personally? We hear about the golden rule. We say, hey, that's good. Yeah, I like that. And we agree, hey, it'll lead us into righteousness. It'll lead us into right living. This is a good rule. But many aren't implementing it. They're not doing it. But they like it. And they hold it up in front of the cameras. We need to do this. You see, the law is not to be praised. It's to be practiced, isn't it? It's not to be just hung. It's to be done. There's a difference there, isn't it?
We'll save the rest of this message for next time. Join us then, won't you? Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff is brought to you by Calvary Chapel Downey. So, Father,